today.
You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. We're going straight into the phone calls to talk to Donnie in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Donnie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to chime in on your the debate you guys were having over family and the importance of the connections to the members of it.
Yes, or lack thereof. Indeed.
Right, correct. I just think that you can, although you can choose how much you think about certain things and how you can choose how consciously important things are to you, you have a connection with family members just because of the sheer amount of time that you spent with them when you were in your infancy and when you were being formed into a human being, that you can choose to either be connected relationship-wise with those people or not, but you can't choose whether or not they had a huge part in forming who you are. And I just think
that much is true. You're randomly thrown into a group of strangers and they have to raise you. That's true.
Exactly. And because of that, even if you don't like them, having relationships with them and dealing with the issues that were caused by how screwed up all of you are and how screwed up all of you interacted with each other, just by choosing to deal with that, you are choosing to enable yourself to figure yourself out better and grow more. It's not, I mean, you choose not to like them.
Right.
But you can't choose to not be affected by them because you've already been affected by them for years and years.
I see where you're coming from. Inevitably, you were influenced by these people in your past. However, you certainly can choose as an adult to not associate with those who might have negatively affected you.
Sure. And I think that
and
in
that's
some
okay.
cases that's healthy depending on how unhealthy the relationship was. But I think that in a lot of cases, choosing not to associate with them is, although easier, less healthy.
I see where you're coming from, and I guess I'll just respectfully disagree on that. But Donnie, hey, hopefully we're going to have some good news up there in KGEZ land. As of right now, I don't think we're on our third hour, word is that the good people over at KGEZ are working behind the scenes to get you an extra hour of Free Talk Live
nice.
Right there. So if you get a chance, give them a call and either request it or thank them for it, whichever one comes first. I know they'll appreciate hearing from you. And thanks for the call, man.
I will do that.
Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Always good news when our stations decide to increase their coverage of Free Talk Live.
You know, I would concur with that. I'm thinking about him and talking about families.
Oh, yeah, you still want to talk about that crap.
I really don't, but
okay,
I do think that you could have
Let's talk about Greenland.
Unhealthy relationship with family members very easily. There's a line to toe, and you have to judge people by their actions, as you've said.
Totally.
I think you take it too far. And I think that you could find more happiness in life.
That's because you're more emotional than I am.
That's right. I'm just I'm a crazy emotional guy. You know, people call me cold and heartless. Do you understand that?
Really?
So
Who ever called you that?
People call me that all the time.
Oh, they don't know
I'm
you.
Way too logical is what they say.
Really?
Which means you, my friend, are at the extreme.
Well, I've always known that. Tell me something I don't know.
I just want you to have a good family relationship.
Thank you, sweetie.
God. The name Greenland comes from Scandinavian settlers. In the Norse sagas,
This is from Wikipedia, yes.
It is said that Eric the Red was exiled from Iceland for murder. He, along with his exiled family and thralls, set out in ships to find the land that was rumored to be to the northwest. After settling there, he named the land Greenland, possibly in order to attract more people to settle there. So that sort of goes along with the Greenland-Iceland thing.
Right.
Sort of. Not exactly address it. Doesn't exactly address it. Greenland was also called Grutland as for groundland on early maps. Whether green is an erroneous transcription of grunt, which refers to shallow bays or vice versa, is not known. It should also be noted, however, that the southern portion of Greenland, I think this is the most important sentence here, the southern portion of Greenland, not covered by glaciers, is indeed very green in the summer, and is likely even greener in Eric's time because of the medieval warm period.
Da, 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 da.
And if you have any questions about the medieval warm period, you can look up medieval warm period at Wikipedia.com. Greenland.org.
And you'll find out that it was actually warmer during the medieval warm period
than
by
it is
several
now.
Degrees Celsius, which is even bigger a range than Fahrenheit.
And I don't think
today.
That it was from all the methane that the horses were putting out their exhaust pipes from the knights driving them around. Okay?
Probably not.
I don't think that what we were talking about here is necessarily something we're causing.
Speaking of saving the Earth, this is something I've been wanting to get to. And since we've been talking about environmental issues during the show at some point tonight, I thought it was appropriate. And it's very lengthy. We're not, I'm going to have to cut a lot of this out for us to even get through it in an hour.
You are good at that, doing it, though.
But we talked recently on the show about new types of bulb technology, new types of lighting technology. And the specific type that we had discussed in a fair amount of detail was actually not such a new technology after all. It's just a new version of the technology. It's fluorescent lighting. And from FastCompany.com, for years, compact fluorescent bulbs have promised dramatic energy savings. Yet they remain a mere curiosity. That's about to change. Sitting humbly on the shelves in stores everywhere is a product priced at less than $3 that will change the world. And soon. It's a fairly ordinary item that nonetheless cuts to the heart of a half a dozen of the most profound, most urgent problems we face. Energy consumption, rising gasoline costs and electric bills, greenhouse gas emissions, dependence on coal and foreign oil, global warming. Every swirl sold will eliminate demand for 6 to 8 regular bulbs. What are swirls? Maybe you've seen them. The product is the compact fluorescent light bulb, a quirky-looking twist of frosted glass. In the energy business, it's called a CFL, again, compact fluorescent light bulb, or an energy saver. One scientist calls it an ice cream cone spiral because in its most advanced, most appealing version, it looks nothing so much as a cone of swirled soft-serve ice cream. Most people have some experience with swirl bulbs, but it typically hasn't been happy. In the early 1990s, you'd step into a room in a business traveler's hotel, flip on the lights, and by the door and between the beds, turn on the desk lamp and the floor lamp, then stand in the gloom looking around and thinking, there must be another switch somewhere that actually turns on the light. Every one of the bulbs flickering to life was a compact fluorescent, a CFL, and 5 of them together didn't provide enough light to read the card listing the lineup of the cable TV channels. For 2 decades, CFLs lacked precisely what we expect from light bulbs. Strong, unwavering light, quiet, not to mention shapes that actually fit in the places that we use bulbs. Now every one of those problems has been conquered. By the market, no less. The bulbs come on quickly. Their light is bright, white, and steady, and silent. And the old U-shaped bulbs, they look like bulbs from a World War II submarine. I recall these, I've seen them, have mostly been replaced by the swirl. Since 1985, CFLs have changed as much as cell phones and portable music players. But one thing hasn't changed about CFLs, and that is the energy savings. Compact fluorescents emit the same light as classic incandescents, but use 75% to 80% less electricity. Now, what that means is that if every one of the 110 million American households bought just one ice cream cone bulb, one swirl, and took it home, screwed it in the place of an ordinary 60-watt bulb, the energy saved, Mark, would be enough to power a city of 1.5 million people.
For how long?
Just the energy saved at any given second would save that much energy. If every one of American households used just one of these bulbs.
Phenomenal.
One bulb swapped out, enough electricity saved to power all of the homes in Delaware and Rhode Island. In terms of oil not burned, the greenhouse gases not exhausted into the atmosphere, one bulb is equivalent to taking 1.3 million cars off of the roads. That's the law of large numbers. A small action multiplied by 110 million. Now, we're only talking about America here, let alone the rest of the world and their energy dependence problems. The single greatest source of greenhouse gases in the United States is power plants. Half of our electricity comes from coal plants. One bulb swapped out, enough electricity saved to turn off 2 entire power plants or just skip building the next 2. Just one swirl per home. The typical U.S. home has between 50 and 100 sockets. Yo, astonish yourself. Count the bulbs in your house. So what if we all bought and installed 2 ice cream cone bulbs? What about 5? What about 15?
I bet I have 5 in my house.
Who's going to sell it to us? One company has a plan to, save the world. We'll come back with it. And they're the evil corporation that everybody hates. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, the toll-free packet 8.net line is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. And that does include the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. In fact, there's over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com will get you to it. And it's free, like everything else on our site. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And is there a young person that's important to you Well, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt alone. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com or 800-657-5066. I'd like to get a copy for you, Mark, because it's never too late to start learning how to save and be financially stable.
I've got plenty of money saved.
I know. It took a bankruptcy or two to learn your lessons.
But. Well, you know, you love to point out the bankruptcy. But I would like to say, in defense of my bankruptcy, normal people, when they go bankrupt, generally walk away with big screen TVs and all kinds of consumer goods that they managed to get out of this bankruptcy. Clothes and
you got nothing,
CDs.
Huh?
No, I made a business investment that went badly. So, that's mitigating.
Speaking of business investments, Walmart. Yes, big, bad, evil, number one corporation in the world, Walmart. And yes, we know Walmart's not perfect. Yes, we know Walmart's policies aren't exactly what I might like them to be. Yes, they're not a perfect company.
Walmart takes some government subsidies.
They take some government subsidies, but they also take some government hits. And I don't want to start the Walmart argument again, but I do want to point out that the fact that they are the number one retailer, just the number one company in the world, the fact they're the number one retailer means they can do some pretty amazing things. In fact, as this article from FastCompany.com is going to point out, Walmart could literally be the catalyst that sparks the fluorescent revolution, if you will.
They certainly have the money to do it.
We're talking about fluorescent bulbs. We're talking about compact fluorescent lights, or CFLs, as they call them in the business. 75% to 80% energy savings over an incandescent light. You've seen them. They're the little swirly bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have purchased them yet, but you will if Walmart gets its way. And you should, because as this article points out, if every of the 110 million American households just replaced one 60-watt incandescent bulb with a swirl light, with a CFL, a fluorescent, then you would save instantly enough power to power a city of 1.5 million people. You would be able to power the homes. If every home just used one bulb, let alone replacing every bulb in their home like I'm trying to do.
Well, I wouldn't replace them until the incandescent ones burnt out.
Either way,
it just seems wasteful to me.
Well, let's talk about the waste, okay? Dr. David Goldstein, a MacArthur Genius Fellow and the senior energy scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says this could be just what the world is waiting for the last 20 years. Swirl bulbs don't just work. They pay for themselves. They use so little power compared with old reliable bulbs, a $3 swirl pays for itself in lower electric bills in about 5 months. Screw one in, turn it on, and it's not just lighting your living room, it's dropping quarters in your pocket. The advantages pile up in a way almost to make one giddy.
Now, it's not dropping quarters in your pocket, because light bulbs don't burn enough power.
If you are spending the money, then you are essentially keeping the quarters.
Yes, but it's my understanding that a light bulb burns 8 cents a month if you left it on 24 hours a day.
All I know is that the expert says a $3 swirl pays for itself in lower electric bills in about 5 months.
I believe that.
Compact fluorescents, even in heavy use, last 5 to 10 years. That's years. Install one on your 30th birthday, and it might be around to help illuminate your 40th.
Wow.
In an era where political leaders and companies are too faint-hearted to ask Americans to sacrifice anything for the greater good, the modern ice cream bulb swirl requires no sacrifice. As any good market solution should, there's a benefit to this. You get the same amount of light. It costs you less. It's a no-brainer. Buying and using it helps save the world and also saves the consumer money with no compromise on quality. Selflessness and self-satisfaction twirled into a single $3 purchase. Well, I don't agree with the article's assertion. It's selfishness, total selfishness, that will encourage people to purchase these swirls and install them. And thank goodness for it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So far,
this is self-directed. You know, this is a great kind of selfishness. It benefits everyone.
Yep. So far, the impact of compact fluorescence, however, has been trivial for a simple reason. We just haven't bought them. In our outdated experience, they don't work well and they just cost too much. Last year, remember, those are the old ones.
Yeah, anybody well, mine work fine. I have them at my house.
But what they're referring to is the ones that some people might have had experience with a decade and a half ago, the old U-shaped bulbs that buzzed and hummed.
I would say the only drawback of them is that it takes a second for them to come on.
It's even less than that now. But last year, okay. U.S. consumers spent about $1 billion to buy about 2 billion light bulbs, 5.5 million every day. Just 5% of those purchases, 100 million, were compact fluorescents. First introduced in 1980, the swirls remain a niche product, more curiosity than revolution. By the way, the studio here, the one light that we have on, is a compact fluorescent.
Yes, it is.
And it's pretty instantaneous turning it on and off. But that's about to change. And it will change before our very eyes. A year from now, chances are that you yourself will have installed a swirl or two, and not just because Free Talk Live talked about it, though that's good enough reason. And you'll likely be quite happy with them. In the name of conservation and good corporate citizenship, whatever that means, not to mention economics, I would say, though, in the pursuit of profits and to make themselves look good, one unlikely company, and I wouldn't call it unlikely, I'd say this is about perfect, them, is about to haul us into the light bulb aisle, re-educate us, and sell us a swirl. And that, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of this segment, is Walmart. In the next 12 months, and this was written back in September, starting with a major push in September, Walmart wants to sell every one of its regular customers, that is, all 100 million of its regular customers, just one swirl bulb. In the process, Walmart wants to change the energy consumption in the United States and energy consciousness, too. It also aims to change its own reputation, to use the swirls to make clear how seriously Walmart takes its new positioning as an environmental activist. And we remember the article from last year, Mark, about Walmart and all of their environmental efforts, the things that they're doing as a company, the things that they can do because they're so big to save themselves money, but also save the Earth?
Yes, I do.
It was really stunning, some of the advances, some of the things that they've come up with.
I would say that more than offsets. What they are doing more than offsets their
subsidies.
The footprint that each one of their buildings makes.
Absolutely. It's a bold goal, a remarkable declaration of Walmart's intention to modernize and green up a whole line of business using market oomph. Teaming up with General Electric, which owns about 60% of the residential light bulb market in the United States, Walmart wants to single-handedly double U.S. sales for CFLs, the swirl bulbs, in 1 year's time. And wants to
double it in 1 year.
Yep. Wants demand to surge forward after that. And if there's anybody that can do it, it's Walmart. There's more on the way about their plan and what they're doing. It's just incredible. The effect that this company can have, not just on individuals, but also on our environment. It's awesome. More on the way, your calls as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucralose?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucralose. Sucralose is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucralose specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucralose to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole Wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's right. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And who's the most pro-liberty individual in the United States Congress? Well, many would say that would be Ron Paul. Register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th this month. Meet presidential candidate Congressman Ron Paul and other influential people who support your freedom. Register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, talking about how one company, one big company, the biggest of companies, Walmart, might actually be able to save the world. I'm not exaggerating. Not in the least.
Well, if saving the world means reducing our energy consumption.
Right. And there's certainly a serious issue with energy consumption. Of course, the biggest issue is the fact that governments are in charge of energy, and we don't have a free market in energy production. That's really the worst part. That's something that we really need to fix, and Walmart can't handle that. But one thing Walmart can do is sell stuff. And they can do that pretty darn well. They can put products in the hands of consumers. And what they're going to be doing over the next year's time is a major push of swirl light bulbs, fluorescent, compact fluorescent light bulbs. You've seen them. You may not have purchased them yet, but Walmart's going to make them much more visible over the next several months. In fact, the process has already begun. According to FastCompany.com, Diane Lindsley, the hardware buyer who decides what goes in the light bulb aisles of Walmart, thinks 100 million swirls is perfectly reasonable. Yeah, she says, that's how many they want to sell. It's rational, I think. Before she started buying bulbs for Walmart just 3 years ago, Lindsley didn't even know what CFLs were. Now she pauses in a way that suggests the kind of determination that Walmart can bring to bear when its buyers decide they're going to sell Americans something. She says, we've got plans in place where it might not even take that long. Which presents a daunting challenge. Walmart's push into swirls won't just help consumers and the environment. It'll shatter a business. Its own light bulb business. And that of every light bulb manufacturer, because swirls last so long, everyone that's sold represents the loss of 6 to 10 incandescent bulb sales. Swirls will remake the light bulb industry, dominated by familiar names like GE, Philips, and Sylvania, the way digital music downloads are remaking selling albums on CD, the way digital cameras have revolutionized selling film and envelopes of snapshots. CFLs are a classic example of creative destruction. GE, facing the prospect of mothballing a century-long franchise in light bulbs, well, GE's smiling and swallowing hard. CFLs are taking off, says Robert Stewart, who heads consumer marketing at GE for light bulbs. No one has been as vocal about this recently as Walmart.
Well, the CFLs cost more than a regular incandescent bulb, generally, and so, yeah, but incandescent bulbs have been getting better over time, too. So GE, I don't know if they're killing themselves in any way. No, they're not killing themselves.
Sales are gonna are definitely going to drop, though.
There's billions of light bulbs out there. They're always going to need light bulbs to be replaced.
Certainly, certainly, but it's going to take a hit. I mean, the light bulb industry is definitely going to take a hit, and it's okay.
There's other things that
progress.
GE makes.
GE, too. I'm not saying GE's going to go out of business. No one's suggesting they're fine. Trust me. They realize that. In fact, they've launched a green business initiative. It's an aggressive goal, the 100 million bulbs. GE will find a way to make sure that Walmart's able to do that. Eco Imagination, an effort to make environmentally sustainable technologies an ever larger part of GE's business, swirls fit well, despite the inevitable cannibalization. The real issue is, if we don't do it, someone else will. So it's competition that is leading us down this path.
So they can either lose the incandescent bulb sales and sell the fluorescent bulbs, or they can just lose the incandescent bulb sales.
Yep. Says GE's Eco Imagination Vice President Lorraine Bolsinger of Walmart's effort to push CFLs, quote, it's old thinking to imagine you can hold on to a business model and outsmart the consumer. You can't. Stephen Hamburg's an associate professor at Brown University, an expert on energy consumption and global warming, who's helped Walmart think through the spiral bulb strategy. He says, can they change the game? Think about how many games Walmart has changed. There's no reason they can't change this one.
Okay. Tell me how many games they have changed.
Oh, all kinds of things. Inside industry things, internal processes, lowering costs of manufacturers. Walmart is incredible in what they've done behind the scenes. There's a lot of unsung heroes in this business. Anyway, for Chuck Kirby, it was ceiling fans that made the impact of energy-saving swirl bulbs dramatically clear. He's a vice president and divisional merchandise manager at Walmart for hardware and paint for all of Walmart's U.S. stores and supercenters. He's one of 12 buyers. Lindsley is one of 12 buyers working for him. Kirby, who started out collecting shopping carts from the parking lot of Walmart number 189 in Missouri 23 years ago, guess they do promote from the inside, huh? Has known about CFLs for years. He says, I became aware of them when I would travel and go into a hotel room. Last year, conversation started in Walmart around the potential of swirls to save customers money on utility bills. See, this is what they actually talk about in their board meetings, saving their customers money. Quote, somebody asked, what difference would it make if we changed the bulbs in the ceiling fan display to CFLs, said Kirby. A typical Walmart, for instance, has 10 models of ceiling fans on display, each with four bulbs. So, 40 bulbs per store, 3,230 stores. Someone went off and did the math, said Kirby. They told me we could save $6 million in electric bills by changing the incandescents to CFLs in more than 3,000 Walmarts.
Wow, I wonder how long of a period of time that is.
He says, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know I was paying $6 million to light those fixtures. I'm guessing it's probably a year. And I said, that can't be right. Go back and do the math again. The numbers came out the same the second time. Savings of $6 million per year. There it is. That, for me, was an I-got-it moment. It was Lee Scott, Walmart's CEO, who started Kirby and Lindsley thinking about light bulbs. Last fall, says Kirby, quote, we had two hurricanes, Katrina and Rita. We had oil production disrupted. We had millions of people displaced in the South. And at a Friday officers meeting, not long after Katrina, Lee Scott said, quote, our customers are hurting. Our customers' dollar is not going as far as it could. He challenged everyone in the room to find relevant rollbacks, to lower the price of living and to make a difference for our customers. In the wake of Katrina, Scott had asked his staff for a briefing on environmental issues, including global warming. One of the people he sat down with was Hamburg, the Brown professor who won an award from the EPA for his ability to explain climate change. Hamburg says it was a very frank conversation. Not much of a Walmart shopper, he had looked at one piece of Walmart's environmental performance before. In 1994, he'd critiqued Walmart's first environmentally sensitive stores. As I told Lee, it was a lot of green wash. He needed to do better, I said. What really matters is what's on the shelves. Walmart's influence is much greater in the marketplace than in the built environment.
I would agree with that.
Hamburg has been working with CFL since the late 1980s, so naturally that subject was on the table with Scott. Again, Scott,
but they don't use incandescent bulbs in their stores largely anyway.
That's true.
They have long...
It was just the ceiling fan section.
Right.
I think they knew what... I think he knew what they were. I said, it's a very direct return to your customers, and it has a big positive impact on reducing carbon emissions. So let's do it. You do it, is what he told the CEO of Walmart.
Mm.
The spirals, you could say, were converging. After Scott's exhortation at the Friday officers' meeting, Kirby did what a lot of Walmarters do when they need to think and reconnect. Remember, Chuck Kirby is the vice president, divisional merchandise manager for hardware and paint. Kirby did what a lot of Walmarters do when they need to think and reconnect. He went shopping at Walmart. He says, I went across the street to store number 100. I thought about what people rebuilding would need. Remember, this was right after Katrina. I thought about the energy costs, and I filled the cart and brought it all back to the office. I challenged the buyers to look for ways to save money on these important products, and one of the items in his cart was a three-pack of GE compact fluorescents, 60-watt equivalents, for $9.58. That's $3.19 each. You could buy three four-packs of classic GE 60-watt bulbs for that price, 12 regulars for the price of one spiral.
Right.
To Diane Lindsley, her boss's point was crystal clear. I called GE, and we started negotiating. Within 2 weeks, a price on a three-pack of GE spirals at Walmarts across the country was rolled back to $7.58. It was a 21% cut, although the bulbs were still $2.53, each 10 times the cost of an ordinary bulb. The agreement with GE was for a 90-day price cut to help out after Katrina. Can you imagine this, Mark?
Mm.
Big evil corporations working together to actually help bring products to people at a lower price so their dollars can go further, so they can have a nicer life for themselves.
I believe that.
That's what's actually going on in boardrooms across America. 800-259-9231. Did it make a difference in the CFL sales? Find out. Coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Great way to help support the show, considering everything on the site is free, is to vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference, because the more votes we have, the more listeners we will get. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Talking about Walmart, CFLs, GE light bulbs. That's what a CFL is, compact fluorescent light bulb. And they're getting cheaper. In fact, the article from FastCompany.com goes into, it's such a lengthy, detailed article. It goes into actually how CFLs work, how fluorescent lights work. Very interesting stuff. I'll link to this from the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, as always, so you can see for yourself. But I'm going to jump ahead, because it points out, for instance, that early CFLs cost $25 per bulb just to manufacture. Obviously, technology and competition have refined that down. It's gotten down to much lower than that at this point. But as Walmart puts it, they're going to be selling 100 million bulbs in the next year's time. And they're doing this because, well, they want to help themselves. And that's okay. Because Walmart helping themselves is inevitably going to help you. And their rhetoric is that they want to help their consumers' dollars go further, and I believe them. Because their slashing prices puts more dollars in people's pockets.
Which they can spend at Walmart.
At Walmart, exactly. The compact fluorescents that GE and Sylvania and Philips are putting on the shelves are rated to run anywhere from 8,000 to 12,000 hours. Now, few bulbs are lit more than 4 hours per day, and at that rate, an 8,000-hour bulb lasts 5.5 years. A 12,000 one lasts 8 years and 3 months. As swirls take hold, it will be a surprise and novel event when a light bulb goes dark. Imagine all those hard-to-reach bulbs that need to be replaced every 3 months, from four times a year to once a decade. And as the impact of swirls cascades outwards, since every CFL has a lifespan of 6 to 10 equivalent incandescent bulbs, if Walmart alone sells 100 million swirls in the next year, it does away with the need for 100 million old-fashioned bulbs to be manufactured, packaged, shipped, bought, and discarded next year, and every year until 2012 and beyond. How much is 100 million bulbs? Well, it's 25 million classic GE 4-packs. That many boxes of bulbs will fill 262 Walmart tractor trailers, a ghost convoy of Walmart trucks loaded with nothing but light bulbs stretching 3.5 miles. Every year for 6 years, just from one bulb this year. Not to mention the line of garbage trucks necessary to cart 100 million burned out incandescent bulbs to the landfill. What you don't make, of course, you never get to sell. As enthusiasm for compact fluorescents mounted in Bentonville, there were multiple strategy meetings between the Walmart lightbulb people and the GE lightbulb people, including a conversation between Walmart CEO Lee Scott and GE's CEO Jeffrey Immelt, in which swirls were a significant topic. GE had launched its Ecomagination business push in May of 2005, and Scott launched Walmart's sustainability repositioning last October. Understanding the power of the CFL, he told them, had helped him see that environmental problems are really a disaster like Katrina in slow motion. Pledging to take Walmart and its customers and suppliers down a new path, he declared, "Environmental problems are our problems." Immelt and Scott, the two executives, agreed in January that a major push on swirls was in order. But strategic enthusiasm doesn't change a simple short-term fact. Every new energy-saving swirl you sell obliterates sales of six or eight of your classic product. Mm-hmm. Incandescents won't ever go away. We still use candles, in part because there are some places that CFLs just simply don't work well. They're not tiny or elegant enough to be chandelier bulbs, for instance. They don't work as accent lighting. But in as little as 5 years, if Walmart sparks a significant conversion to swirls, the light bulb business will be rocked. Total unit sales could be half of what they are now. In the short run, there's a bonanza. 95% of sockets in U.S. homes don't have swirls in them, and a billion of them or more could. At the moment, with CFL selling for 10 times what regular bulbs do, there's no immediate loss of revenue or profit. But prices won't stay where they are for long, as you know, Mark.
No, no, competition will drive down the cost of CFLs.
Indeed. At Sam's Club, Walmart's club store division, GE swirls already sell at $12.73 for an 8-pack. That's $1.59 per bulb,
wow.
Or only six times the cost of old-fashioned bulbs. At that price, the economics change. Competition from other retailers will, of course, force the price even lower, especially because of what happens next. Once a third of the sockets in U.S. homes have compact fluorescents, the swirls, once you sell the bulge of conversion replacements, both incandescent sales and CFL sales will fall off a cliff. Incandescent bulb sales could be cut in half because we won't use them anymore. And after we've installed 1.5 billion swirls, we'll only be buying perhaps 200 million a year because they're on a 6 or 8 year replacement cycle. Executives at Walmart are already imagining a day when shelf space for light bulbs is cut by 30 or 40%. For Walmart, the appeal of swirls is clear, even a GE executive. Quote, Walmart sees its customer putting more money in the gas tank, more into electrical bills. Their customer is saying, I need some help. They're very close to that. If they can help a customer save more money in the long haul, that's money that comes back to Walmart.
And what's good for them is that Walmart doesn't have anything to do with the with petroleum. They don't. They're not Exxon, so
they don't benefiting. Yeah,
if exactly. They can take that money away from Exxon, then they'll, in all likelihood,
get sales from Walmart.
Yeah, they'll get a percentage of that.
Once Walmart decides to make swirls an important product, the appeal for GE also becomes clear. It's the power of the big dog. GE can either help Walmart sell the swirls, or some other light bulb company will. They'll get the shelf space instead of GE, which is how Walmart uses its shelf space to power play these vendors.
Right.
GE's regular bulb is, in either case, GE's regular bulb business is going to shrivel. The business case is pretty clear, says GE's expert. If we don't grab the market share of CFLs, we're going to lose. The only way to survive creative destruction, in fact, is to get out in front of the tsunami to catch the wave. In the spring, Diane Lindsley from Walmart changed the way she stocks her 60 feet of light bulb shelves in her stores. Like other merchants, she struggled for years with whether to group energy-saving bulbs in their own section for conservation geeks, or to mix them in with the regular bulbs in the hope more customers will try them. Either way, particularly for a shopper schooled by Walmart itself to focus on price, CFLs that cost 10 times what a dependable 60-watt cost are a hard sell. Inspired by last fall's rush of swirl sales, she moved dramatically to emphasize them on her shelf. She decided to have it both ways, to group CFLs together and to mix them in with regular bulbs.
Mm.
She's made swirls the most prominent bulbs in the store. They're now on the top two or three shelves at eye level. In fact, I've noticed them when walking in to the store.
Home Depot's doing the same thing. That's where I've gotten most of mine, because I like to go to Home Depot, personally.
They're on the top two or three shelves at eye level with the old-fashioned bulbs on the bottom. The prominence is eye-catching. Three or four sections of shelves with bright yellow and green packages of GE CFLs. Horizontally, the swirls form a band of energy savers that stretch down a third of the aisle. Vertically, each shelf unit is both energy savers and incandescents. 60-watt equivalent swirls on top, old-fashioned 60 watts below. For bulbs, that's the most coveted shelf space in the entire store, says Bolsinger. It was a bold move on Walmart's part to put it there. She was taking a risk, giving swirls their shelf space that their sales didn't quite justified.
Yeah, I would imagine.
She was positioning them prominently to drive sales in anticipation of more growth.
Well, they've made a commitment there, and that's what they need to do.
And even more dramatic push is coming, has already come, when Walmart will roll out a light bulb education center in every U.S. store.
Hmm.
The display, developed with GE, shows 10 categories of light bulbs, organized by room through a typical home, with a box showing the CFL appropriate in that area, the equivalent incandescent, and the energy savings a customer can reap from switching. That's why I switched, was the marketing. The energy savings, the point hey, I'm going to save cash. Each category features a warm lifestyle photo of the room in question. Each box is color-coded to match color coding on the shelves of the CFL bulbs. Anyway, it's a big deal for GE. Between 2004 and 2005, it tripled its manufacturing capacity for compact fluorescents. That's going to lower costs as more are manufactured.
They're making more of them, so they're better at making them. They can make them more cheaply.
Here's an interesting point. To make each spiral, a Chinese worker wearing gloves takes the tube of glass, holds it over an open flame, then wraps the heat-softened tube around a metal form.
They're hand-wrapped?
That's right. They're this cheap, and they're hand-created in many ways. For us, the opportunity to sell enough...
Is the Chinese worker in prison somewhere in China?
I don't think so. Is to sell enough of them to get down the manufacturing cost curve. We're still pretty early in the learning curve, says GE.
So that means they're going to get cheaper and cheaper as time goes by.
Exactly right. At the Walmart home office, the talk about swirls with a zeal that goes beyond product promotion, as if the bulbs are a pioneering product, a new way of thinking about retailing. Says their vice president of sustainability, quote, "We realize that we can influence big things. Energy usage, efficiency, dependence on foreign oil, and we realize that if we're really going to move things, it's not about our direct footprint, our stores or our offices. It's about our supply chain and our customers." So this is about selling light bulbs, but it's far bigger. This has huge implications for the world. Now, Chuck Kirby from Walmart did swap out the ceiling fan bulbs in their stores, at least in most of them. The idea surfaced in November and was executed in February. And Kirby has a clear vision of the future. He says, "It's certainly possible to see a day when the cartoonist will draw a cartoon with a character having an idea, you know, with the traditional shaped incandescent bulb going on over the character's head, and my grandchildren will look at that and they won't know what it means. And that's not a bad thing, because we'll be living in a much better world."
I don't know if I agree with that statement. Now, if you ask a child to draw a telephone, the likelihood is that they'll draw a telephone they've never seen in their life.
I don't know. They probably draw a cell phone these days.
No, they won't. Ask a child to draw a telephone.
It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Either way, Mark, things, they are a-changing. And Walmart, not so evil after all, are they? See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.